This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Several hundred thousand Orthodox Jews demonstrated in Jerusalem to protest plans to require them to join mandatory military service requirement in Israel. Thousands marched in Hong Kong to protest the wounding of a journalist and demand greater press freedom. Some diplomats are calling Russia's intrusion into the Crimea the greatest foreign policy test of the Obama administration. Secretary of State Kerry is traveling to the Ukraine to help stabilize the situation there. Carnival in Brazil continues a colonial tradition of satirizing social hierarchies. A drug is now being sought to mimic a genetic mutation that is found to prevent onset of diabetes 2, even in the obese. The EPA is announcing a new rule to strip sulfur out of gasoline by 2017 to prevent more pollution, though still likely will increase the price of gas. Loudness of sleep and other machines in hospitals is found to restrict infant growth. Political ads in Texas directed at President Obama are called extremely vitriolic by a national monitoring group. Most ads are of the Obama is messing with Texas variety. Strip clubs are being squeezed dry by community efforts to deny liquor licenses in New York, leading many to have to close. Over a 10-year period from 2001, the wages of college graduates have been virtually flat at $33 and change for men and $25 and change for women. The Chinese have overwhelmingly put their savings into home ownership to build citizen wealth. Any slump in housing prices could be unstabilizing. Matthew McConaughey won as Best Actor for 2013 and Jared Leto as Best Supporting Actor for their roles in Dallas Buyers Club about the AIDS crisis in the 1980s and 12 Years a Slave, and its supporting actress won for their depiction of slavery. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Raskin as Bulletin's brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.